The 9/11 Warning. This commentary is not directed at anyone personally involved in the 9/11 tragedy, but rather it is directed at the integrity of the whole situation of 9/11. I once heard a saying, and it goes like this: if a tree fell in the woods and nobody was there, would it make a sound? What if a tree fell in the woods and everybody was there and it made a sound just like a tree always makes a sound, but they all denied hearing it? Would it not be right to judge a bunch of hypocrites are doing the listening? Is this what has come to pass with God's word? Is this a 9/11 parable? There were three crucified and one scapegoat at Calvary. The crucifixion of Christ is traditionally taught as lasting 3 hours. From the takeoff of the ill-fated planes until the damage was complete, was it not also in the framework of 3 hours? There were four planes that crashed on 9/11. Three hit their targets, one did not. Thus, the plane that did not hit its target, does it represent a sort of scapegoat for the target that was not hit? The two planes that hit the World Trade Center, do they represent the two malefactors that were crucified to the left and right of Jesus? The plane that hit the Pentagon, does it represent the authority or government, thus the figure of Christ? The fourth plane that crashed, does it take the form of the scapegoat or Barabbas, for its target was spared? Does the secular world tend to underscore the integrity of the type of people that were most affected directly on 9/11? If the planes would have crashed into farms, would have it been reported that farmers were targeted? If the planes would have crashed into churches, would not have it been reported that churches were targeted? Who was targeted on 9/11? If one were to have gone up into the World Trade Center on 9/10 to find out the integrity of what is trying to be accomplished in the World Trade Center, would it not take long to find out that money was the reason and purpose for the World Trade Center? To make a long story short, was the affluent targeted on 9/11? And if you were to ask the terrorist who they were targeting, would they not say the affluent Wall Street and political crowd was targeted? We can now understand why the Lord placed a scapegoat at Calvary named Barabbas. The Twin Towers, do they represent people with the integrity of people trying to make as much money as they possibly can? Is there not but only one direction that the stock market can go to satisfy investors? Is that direction up, up, up? What does it do to those that keep clean of this insatiable greed? Are they left without medical care, retirement, homes, and basic necessities? Is this the integrity of the financial world? Join us in our lust for money, or the hell with you. I ask them to join me in my lust for the Lord and be saved. Do the Twin Towers represent the two malefactors hung to the left and right of Christ? They were full of foul lives, needing to confess themselves sinners and acknowledging the Lord to be saved. Do not they of the Pentagon represent authority? Christ is the authority of the church. But does the integrity of government fall in line with the integrity of Christ? God forbid. Do people associate political government with corruption, ungodly salary, perks, and lucrative retirement plans? In the case of 9/11, we must now use Christ as the scapegoat to understand. If we now reinstate Barabbas as the one that should have been crucified, as God-fearing Christians should, we now understand that the two malefactors and Barabbas best describe the integrity of the World Trade Centers and the ethics of Washington or government. And is the name of Christ being used by many of these corrupt bastards to justify themselves? Christ is their scapegoat. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Did we not learn from the events of 9/11 of how quickly destruction can come? Would not of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah raise their fists in rage had they been given the opportunity? when they were being destroyed? Would none of the people of Noah's day raise their fist in rage to the Almighty for the destruction brought to the world? When God rose up Nebuchadnezzar against the Jews, did not the Jews think this is an infringement of the integrity of us as Jews? Little did they know or care that God intended their downfall because of the irreverence to God. Here we are in the year 2002 of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as the world becomes like Sodom and Gomorrah, can they figure out why God brought the destruction of 9/11? Were the documents that were flying from the World Trade Center, as the buildings were falling, documents of people confessing their love for Christ, or were they documents of money-making transitions of men? Do not underestimate the judgment of God to them that won't receive Him. We are in the age of grace. Is not God giving this generation an opportunity to come to Christ before the final destruction comes? It shall come as a snare. Shall some be snared in the love of Christ, and shall some be snared in a curse? Shall some be marked for heaven? Shall some be marked for hell? They that love their life shall lose it. They that hate their life shall find it. Who are the lovers of this world? Why shall it come as a snare? An evil and adulterous generation seeketh a sign, and what sign shall be given? In the time of Christ, when the wicked were shown signs of Christ, they refused because they loved their own lives. Cannot the same be expected these days? Other signs and warnings. Is Bin Laden a mock Christ figure? Bin Laden was given great wealth. Instead of enjoying his wealth, he took up terrorism. Jesus was tempted with the kingdoms of the world, but instead did the will of God. Bin Laden is a man from the Middle East. Jesus, a man from the Middle East. Bin Laden is a man in constant flee, for he is hunted after by world leaders. Jesus was constantly on the flee from the leaders of his time. Comparing Bin Laden to Jesus is absurd and laughable. But is there a purpose for the mock parable? Can it be to identify the very kingdoms of the world that Jesus was tempted with? This is to say, they most affected by 9/11 and are in the hottest pursuit for Bin Laden and his capture represent those that would also be in the hottest pursuit for Jesus and the integrity of who he really is, because they love their own lives the most. Over 30,000 Americans are killed with guns every year, and very little changes are done to prevent. 3,000, mostly affluent, are killed on 9/11, and it's send out all the armed forces. Spare no expense. Make allies with world forces. Comb the ends of the earth. Is it not the truth that it is not how many gets killed, but rather who gets killed? Is Bin Laden a mock Christ to identify the kingdoms of the earth and they that love their own lives? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. What death is symbolized on 9/11? At Calvary, Jesus died for the cause of being resurrected, thus legitimizing him. He is God. What died on 9/11? Is it that the integrity of the church system is dead? I see Christian leadership at a loss of words, dead in their tracks, trying to explain 9/11. I see and hear all kinds of proclamations of innocence of victims of 9/11. It's as if this sinful and wicked generation chastises itself of doing any wrong, and there is no need for a holy Savior. The cell phone allowed for many last thoughts of victims of 9/11. The name of the Lord and Savior was rarely heard by messages I read. They that refuse Christ tend to reject His holiness and power and judgment. Instead, they replace Him with themselves or a false Christ that thinks like corruptible men. My proclamation is not that they that go to church are dead, no more than the disciples of Christ were dead after He died on the cross. Those disciples needed the resurrection of Christ to renew faith. With the scandals in the church, the irreverence of Bible scripture in the church, and the love of stock markets, retirement plans, insurance policies, and worldly job titles? Are the humble kept from going to churches? Is the integrity of churches dead? Will resurrecting spirit from God revive the faith, and many of the first shall be last, and the last first? Is the end of the world at hand for the transformation to take place? Final thoughts. I believe sincerely that an act of God began the Christian faith, the resurrection of Christ, and an act of God will end events of this world and bring the sheep back to Christ, and the goats will be left without. In the aftermath of 9/11, a Russian sub named Kursk was brought to surface. I believe sincerely that submarine paints a picture of the end of the world. That sub, in its prime, sailed the seas. It went up, it went down, it went fast, it went slow. It had its purpose with its life on board. Then something tragic took place. The integrity of the submarine was no longer intact. It was left lifeless at the bottom of the sea, with its purpose destroyed. They, yet alive, were on a dead ship, only to mourn and lament and be in darkness. Ironically, the Bible paints a similar fate for this world. The Bible says, "The sun shall not shine, the moon and stars shall not give her light, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. The people of the earth shall mourn." Can you imagine the world coming to an end by disaster and ruin because people love their own lives more than God? Think of the meaning and purpose of the world coming to an end. No more seasons, no more occasions, no more life. The purpose ended. When does it end? Does it not make sense that when men have gone astray and the world becomes like Sodom and Gomorrah? Is the end near? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.